Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Okay, so we've said before that, like, when Chantel cries, she looks like, what's the character? What animated movie are they from?
The Llama from The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Especially when she threw herself back against the wall.
Yeah, yes.
And cried during the fight.
Yeah. So if that's Chantel, then 100% for sure, Obed has to be played by Sir Hiss. 100%, because that's what he's giving us in this episode.
Pedro's mother and sister broke me up with my boyfriend.
That or maybe Iago's parrot, but I feel like Sir Hiss is better.
No, Iago is the parrot.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Jafar. Is the villain.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying Sir Hiss, yeah.
It's strange because Iago is the parrot. Iago, in a Shakespearean sense, from Othello, is the quintessential evil villain.
And that is why I always mix it up.
Great.
This is classless. That's
a Shakespearean commentary for you there.
Isn't that funny?
That's interesting to people who know Othello, and that's it.
That's my favorite opera.
Have you ever heard the play?
Yeah.
Most people know it from the play. Not that I don't think a lot of people know Othello, the opera, the Verdi opera that it's based on. It's so weird because I've never known you. I know it's your favorite, but you don't have a love for other late Verdi.
No, that's not true. Rigoletto is probably my second favorite. I love Rigoletto.
But Falstaff?
I've never seen it. I've heard parts of it.
Which is considered.
I probably would love it. I love
Verdi.
Traviata. I love all Verdi. It's you're thinking it's Puccini that I'm like, oh, I get it.
Enough with the singing and the consumption.
Yeah. All Verdi I love. It's like, Turandot. Jump. Just jump, bitch.
Turandot.
Yeah. So I want to say this now. If you go into a gay man's house and they have that poster of it's called, you're going to say Turandot, but it's pronounced Turandot. If they have a picture of Turandot on their wall, they're a pretentious gay man. Or if your straight choir teacher has that on their wall at home, they gay.
This is classless. Come for the 90 day. Stay for the obscure opera commentary. We just jumped right in.
We did.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah. There only have two couples this episode, the way it was split up, because we don't have Nickel this episode.
This is called The Truth Comes Out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is episode 9, Team B. Chantel and Pedro, I swear to God, when Nickel isn't in an episode, I really miss her.
I miss it. And we have Russ and Pal, so.
And the baby's here, so I don't have a lot to say about. What am I going to say about a baby being born? We know how I feel about babies in general.
We do.
It's a blessing.
It's, yeah.
Well, I did say when you when you were talking about holding a baby on a gondola, that I would, if someone threw a baby at me, I would throw the baby back.
You did. And I had some sissies that say they would love for me to hold
like a
baby,
sack.
And I thank
them. Just like knock it.
No, I was even thinking like if I fell in the canal, I would hold the baby up out of the water because those tourists just fell. There was a bunch of tourists like a week and a half ago. I missed all the drama in Venice. These tourists stood up on the gondola and they were from an Asian speaking country, so they couldn't speak Italian. He was trying to tell them you'll tip the boat over, and they didn't care. And they all stood up, and the entire gondola fell in the canal. And then like a week later, climate activists turned the canal green, and I missed it all.
Oh, the woes of the 1%. Oh, those pesky climate activists.
I know. So anyway.
So what? You fall. You get out. It's not a disaster.
I'd hold the baby up. The baby would stay out of the water. I'm 6 feet tall. So with my arms up, that's like 8 feet. That baby's fine.
I think you're 5'11".
I'm 6 feet.
You always say that, but.
That's what the doctor says.
All right.
I really wanted to be 6'2".
Whatever you say so.
I always wanted to be 6'2", but I never made it. Oh, well.
I'm 5'9", and that's fine.
Yeah, they're both fine. Who gives a shit? I love a short king.
I'm not short.
No, I'm not. calmed your defensive. I wasn't referring to you because 5'9 is not short. I was saying like height isn't a big deal to me. Like I love a short king.
Oh, ooh. I just find that most people are my size or taller. I don't date a lot of shorter guys than me. That is true.
I have to.
Not a 5'4", not a 5'6".
Yeah, nope. I don't think I'm tall. And then I see a guy that's taller than me or a woman and I'm like, or a person, let's just say person. And I go, huh. But, oh man. I'll never forget this like 5'6" Latino man. He rocked my clock like nobody's business. I still miss that. I shouldn't have deleted his number. That was the dumbest thing I did was delete all my past hookups.
Would you date a 5'6"?
I'm not really interested in dating right now as much as
I'm
connecting.
Theoretically.
Yeah. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I feel like I would. I don't care.
I would date 5'6". 5'4", harder for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, you're different, though, because you've got that Shekinah vibe.
I need to be the more petite. I need to be the petite and the pretty one.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that, but that is true. You do need to be more petite and feel smaller.
Yes, I do.
So I get that, but also you need to get roughed up a little bit, and you need someone who can throw you around.
I don't like to be the one who's. I don't like to want that they if they push me and I don't really move.
That short king, though.
Come on,
he's the one that lifted me up off my couch and carried me to my bedroom. I was shocked,
like Popeye strength.
It was.
Well, we're gonna have to let you. I hope you have new experience in connecting because we gotta get you another story about short kings. You've told that one a couple times.
Oh, it's still. I have a couple of more actually, but. Oh, well, I don't have his number anymore, so well.
Why? Don't delete anyone's number, honey.
I did. I was like, I don't need these.
Keep it in a black book.
But that is the truth. Even
I never know.
I thought 7 years in, I don't need this, y'all.
You never know.
Always keep the best sex you ever had. Save it somewhere because you never know. It might be 30 years later when your husband dies, like, what's her name from The Golden Bachelor, and you got to get that D.
Put it in your hope chest.
Yeah. Yes.
Take that number and
give
put
it to your best friend.
Take that D number and put it in your hope chest.
You say, Sylvia, I'm going to marry Lawrence today, but promise me you'll keep these three numbers close to
you'll keep
always.
Alejandro's number. And she bequeaths it to her daughter on her deathbed.
Just don't give it to someone like Jake, because if I gave them to Jake,
he would fuck them. Yeah, I just fuck them. That's exactly what I would do. I'd say, you're not using it. There's a perfectly good dick.
That is real.
I say that is just efficient.
That is real.
Why should a perfectly good dick be unused?
All right, y'all.
This is classless.
Let's jump in.
I don't. This is two episodes. I really need to walk us through something, and I want you to stop me if my logic, either if I'm treating this erroneously or if I'm going out of my way to make this sound more unbelievable than it is.
Okay.
So,
I'm so worried.
In Obed's version of events,
uh-huh,
of what he tells Chantel, we're supposed to believe that Lydia and Nicole told, or not really told, they engineered the mutual friend who we don't know, who is never named, the mutual friend,
mm-hmm,
and said, hey, hola.
Yeah,
we need you to get Pedro to meet a bunch of American girls so that they will fall under his magical spell and they will somehow want to marry him. But we're not going to tell him. He's just so stupid that he will immediately just fall in love with any American girl. Hold on. I'm not done.
Okay.
So then we are going to just hope and pray that, mm-hmm, this happens,
mm-hmm,
by saying he learned Spanish with her. He teach her Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've set it. We've set all of these things and we've cast our spells. And this is the worst plan ever. There's no assurances. You need to make sure Pedro knows about this.
It does feel like the evil queen's plan to trap Snow White because she'll never know, like that she's...
No, that had assurances and contingencies.
That's true. She had that huntsman that was going to... Chris Hemsworth, yes, that was supposed to kill her.
That had plans and follow-up plans.
I watched.
There is no plan here.
Because of Chris Hemsworth, and they weren't good.
I never watched any of them. But do you believe this at all? That's what I'm saying. I think when you talk about this theoretically, it kind of makes sense. But then if you analyze it, it makes no sense at all.
It doesn't. I don't know if it doesn't make notes. For me, it doesn't feel like it holds water. But or I guess so. No, it just doesn't feel like they're... But then the only part that kind of had me lean in again was when Chantel said, which we've never heard this before, she always said that they met with Pedro teaching Spanish, but she says it actually was a friend that introduced me to Pedro and wanted me to come down with several other girls. And I only could come by myself because none of my friends came because, y'all, Chantel doesn't have a lot of female friends.
Right, but...
I'm not saying that makes it all stack up and seems believable, but that kind of...
Why is that more believable?
Well, no, but just in their story, we've never heard that it was a friend that introduced her to Pedro and actually, the way Chantel said, made the connection for them to meet.
Yeah, you still can't control. Pedro is not some male version of a siren. He's hot, but he's not like... drop dead gorgeous. That's what I'm saying. No, none of
I think
this
they think he is.
But none of this was none of this. This is a bad gamble. That's what I'm saying.
It's a bad gamble. It does support the theory. You know, when we did that poll, there was a divide of people. Some people think Pedro, you know, was scamming her from the get-go. Some don't. But it makes sense that it was a scam, but Pedro didn't know about it. It kind of does make some sense.
It doesn't make sense to me at all. Yeah, that makes no sense.
Because I don't think Pedro is very smart.
If Pedro is a scammer, but he didn't know about it. That's what I'm saying. That makes no sense. What they're trying to do is have their cake and eat it too by having this intrigue, and it makes no fucking sense to me.
Do you think Obed is lying?
Yes. I think he's got not lying, but here's what the thing is. It's sour grapes from they may have, I don't, also, can you explain how two people break up a relationship? Two random people who they, as he said, quote, broke up my boyfriend and I.
Oh, that's easy. Oh, that's easy. Aunt Peggy had Darla break up with two of her almost husbands. She took care of that one real quick because they weren't good enough for her.
Well, I'm saying besides, yes, but do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah, but if you live in a small community, a little word to someone over here, a little word to somewhere there, it puts things in people's in doubt.
What motivation would they have to do that?
Well, I think what you're speaking to is that, and what we really need more of, there's no specifics to this story. It's all kind of this general. And so we need to know more what was said, who said it, who it was said to. I don't know if they're going to delve into that on the tell-all. But I agree with you that it just feels
ridiculous. And then
I hope it's true because I want it to be true because I want the drama of it.
And then, like, then she has to call the dumb detective agency.
But yeah,
her mother and father.
Well, and I don't know what Obed. It's also confusing. Why do they want to break Obed's relationship up?
Like right. You said,
like, why?
Who cares? We don't know this person. I think he is an axe to grind with Lydia. Yo, they're not good people. Lydia are witches.
That possibly could prove. Maybe they don't. You're thinking in the normal realms of normal motivation, but maybe Lydia and Nicole are just witches and just want to be fucking mean. Like, I would believe they would do something just for mean's sake.
I don't, because it needs to benefit them somehow. That's not true. They're not run by that. They're
Maybe
run
they wanted
by
Obed's boyfriend to date like a gay guy from America.
Again, you're giving them way too much credit.
I know. I'm not giving them credit. I'm just trying to fill in the space.
I believe Obed's boyfriend was American, but we don't know.
Sissy Mary Detective. We're excited. She's going to have a full report, I'm sure, at the end of this.
I just think all this is such a dumb storyline. And the fact that Chantel is giving it credence makes me think if someone believed this idiot, if I was Pedro, I'm like, if you believe this, what could you believe about me? That's the whole thing. One of the things where I kind of am team Pedro and Chantel, not team Pedro family, not familia Pedro.
Well, that'll change.
Is the reason why I'm there is because she actually listened to these theories and didn't go, this is completely nuts.
I know, but she's had a year and a half of her family putting this in her ear as well. And again, she's not the, both of them are not the most intelligent people.
Right.
So.
But I'm saying there's not a world where you can believe, is my husband a scammer? And my husband is not a scammer. It's not the same world.
I think you're thinking of this from, I think you need to put yourselves in, they're not as intelligent shoes. I think just because you are intelligent and have some emotional talents, you're thinking like, how could people not understand that? It makes sense to me as the other shit we've seen them, how they process things or not, or lack of processing things and how they just kind of walk through life, especially Chantel. It would make sense to me why she would believe it.
But here's what I'm saying. If you believe he's a scammer, that means his love isn't real. That's it. It's closed. So if you even entertain that, you need to walk away. If you believe that Pedro is a scammer, if you believe it 1%, then that means his love's not real and you need to walk away. That's it. There is no yes and yes here.
You have emotional intelligence. I don't think Chantel does.
Then she's a moron. I just
not gonna argue.
It's I guess I'm seeing this as, that's why it's hard for me to see. I can't hold those two ideas because they don't make sense.
It's also, we're outside of it. It's a lot easier to see the black and whiteness of a relationship when you're not in it. So,
but how, if you think he's a scammer, he's a liar and he didn't love you.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Agreed. Agreed.
So that's where I am with it. And the fact that she would ever entertain it would make me, if I was Pedro, that'd make my love go away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I understand it. I understand him withdrawing.
Yeah.
I completely get it. Basically, y'all, what happens after this is, we've been talking about like the central thing that happened,
yeah.
But he comes back. This is after the Nicole debacle. And she's like, I'm in a whole ass different country. Again, the DR, it is a different country, but it's not like you're in Uzbekistan.
No. And also, I know you're in a different country, but also, I wouldn't speak about my spouse's country in that way.
It all feels so xenophobic. Yeah. It all feels like America's the best. It's a shame he would do this to me with him when I'm in his country, in a weird country that I don't know anybody. You know Obed. You know plenty of people here now.
You speak Spanish enough to get around.
This is
so fine.
Dumb. Anyway, she's got a full face beat, of course.
She does.
And she said, now you're coming to me like calm and peaceful. And he went, I'm tired.
his face is so beat down. He said, last night you said you were going to fix it and you didn't.
Yeah.
And she Chantel actually says, I think we both want the same thing from each other. We just want each other's support and we're not getting it, either of us. That's like the only time she's had any type of clarity in this. And it does. But the thing is, then she says it and he doesn't acknowledge it. It just goes right over him.
And she's right in that they can't fix that problem with Nicole. That's not going to be fixed in a night. And it's not her job to fix it. They need to sit down and have a discussion, which is never going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Because neither one of the parties, Chantel has anger and Nicole has anger.
Mm-hmm.
And that neither one of the parties are reasonable enough to sit down and quote unquote fix it. We've already talked about the Obed.
And she asked Pedro to stay and Pedro's like, nope, no, I'm here to hang out with my family.
What he does, what she asks, and this is different than staying. What she asks is, let's go away, be vacation couple. Which is when we don't have problems. And he said, nope, I'm not here to easily fix things and be a vacation with you. I'm here to see my family, and you can't see my family.
Yeah.
So I thought it was shitty too, but I understand when she says, because that's what she wants. She wants to go on the beach and not talk about things.
Yeah.
And that feels insulting to him. Anyway, we talk about Obed.
Hope he did like an Instagram Live or something like that and aired a bunch of tea. That's what I hope.
Who, Obed?
Yes, when this aired and then we can find out about it.
So, again, I wrote this idea of that it was that the family Chantel has said it was a setup to begin with. I just, it all feels ridiculous. And
It feels ridiculous, but there's also, but again, and I don't need to rehash this. I'm just saying that the way people get conned that are not aware of that or ignorant to these types of things, so they aren't thinking about that. The way people get conned is, I know people that this has happened to close. I don't know if you have. So I think it's something that it's hard for us to imagine. It's like when we watch all these true crime shows, we always say, how do they not know? How do they not know? But even Chantel's mother finding that website that seemed so ridiculous at the time, what I was saying, I agree with you. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't hold water, but there's enough like half truths or half things that just make you that just put that little bit of doubt with you. Like, we're used, and so that's what keeps drawing Chantel back. And that's how people get conned, because they can, if they make a leap, it can make sense.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is, any bit of doubt means he's a scammer, and that way his love isn't real. That's where I am.
And I don't think Chantel knows what she believes. I think she doesn't know if people, because she thinks, which rightly so, I think it would be different too if his family was good to her and they got along.
Yeah.
Like, his family's terrible. And so I could see her believing that,
yeah,
if anything, Obed has set this up more.
I know.
For believe that he's not, that Pedro's not the scammer. He's in love with her.
I do understand when she says, because she's such a almost like a hysterical point in her marriage, where he won't really communicate with her. She's not great at communication either. But Obed says, "Didn't it just feel too easy?" And I agree that she's in distress, and that's the only way I could see her believing this. But if I was Pedro, I would say, the fact that you think my mother and sister scammed us, and that you think my love isn't real, why are we even doing this? That's what I would say. I don't know if he's ever said that to her.
But if he is wanting to scam her now and wants to stay in the marriage to get his green card, he wouldn't say that.
Yeah, actually, he would say that, because it's the ultimate test. It would be the ultimate con.
He's not smart enough. I disagree that he would do that, because he doesn't play the game well. I think he would do, because they both don't talk about things.
Yeah, I think we're giving both these people more credit than they actually have. Yeah. I don't think either of them are that smart. I agree with you. So they do call,
Speaking of not smart,
the dum-dum, jealous people are wishers. They say they wish they were you.
Nicole is probably jealous of you, Chantel.
They tell him about what Obed said, and they're like, "What? Other women? Oh, does he have another family?" They were always looking
for a stupid American to send. There's always that private investigator, Chantel.
And Tom's like, "Do we need to go? I remind you, we have passports. El Pasaporto.
Pasaporto.
We can hop on a plane. We can fly there.
We can fly there.
We have passports."
I'm very excited to see Chantel live her dick pig life.
Officially on single life.
Good for her. Good for her.
I think it will be funny. I love her when she's slutty drunk Chantel, the best.
Like at that party we went to.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. Loved her. I love talking
to
her.
Her titties were so out.
Oh, she looked great.
It was to the point of, you know, when you see someone in a low cut dress and like, you're like, oh, they're really going there. This was like low cut. Areolas were almost shown.
I should text her and say congratulations, but I don't want to.
No. Let's talk a little bit about Russ and Powell.
Okay.
I don't.
They had a baby. That's a show, everybody. We'll see you next week. No, I'm kidding.
Did you feel... I couldn't tell, but did they have a blue light in this? Was it a blue light, or was it because the waiting pool was blue?
I don't know.
It made it look very confusing. It also looked like a Pier 1 import setup with all the candles, and there was a Christmas tree behind.
And she didn't even use it. She's had a baby in her bed.
I think what happened was they realized they couldn't do the water birth because maybe a complication or something. Nothing was really. I'm very glad those two midwives that were there, Miss Scarlet and
Desiree,
Miss White.
I'm going to say this: Russ is a phenomenal husband.
Well, he was very helpful. He's very helpful during that.
A lot of men don't. No, I do. I think he was a really. I don't think a lot of. Maybe more his age, but especially where we're from, Because this guy's from Oklahoma. A lot of men, they don't have this capacity to be this nurturing. And he was there every step of the way, and it made me more attracted to him.
He's not your run-of-the-mill Oklahoma yokel.
No, husband, he's not.
To do this. Yeah. Y'all, the baby is Axel, 7 pounds, 5 ounces. They wanted to name the baby something that could be said in English and Spanish. It's a cute name. Axel's like a German name.
Yeah, I like it. I did love, too, the like on a sitcom, Pal actually did say at one point, get it out! Get it out! I don't know why. It just makes me laugh when people like call their children it because they're just in that moment.
Yeah, I think that's probably the rawest moment of women's lives.
I think,
especially if they don't have any type of painkiller. Y'all are braver than me. I would say, give me an epidural. Well, I don't want to feel anything.
You would also. I don't think you've ever said, "Get it out." Maybe screamed, "Get it in!
Put it in!
Get it in!"
Don't take it out.
yeah. That's I think where we are. Anyway, it was sweet. Russ caught the baby. Y'all know how I love babies. And I thought, I got emotional watching it. I got teary-eyed.
I always think it's interesting when they show the family dog the baby. And the dog is always usually very interested. Or and at one point, I just wish the dog would have eaten the placenta. I just really did. Wow.
Y'all, foreshadowing, because later they have the baby. It's like the next, he was born on New Year's Day, and they're sitting in the bed, and he's holding the baby, and she's like, no, you got to hold him like this. You have to hold him like this. And then Pal says, quote, I don't want to be that crazy mom. And I went, oh, honey.
You already are.
You are, and you're, from the little bit that we know, you're going to lean into that.
Yeah, and I think this is a normal, what she's doing about critiquing him, but holding the baby and bickering. I've seen people do that before, so.
That's normal.
It's Mazel Tov. I'm glad that this is, I think this was the first 90 day baby birth?
I think maybe the first birth we've seen, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Great.
Y'all, that's it.
That's the show. We only had two couples.
Yeah, we only had two couples, so it's a shorter show. So, all right, everybody, you know the drill. Hey, this week, I don't know if you've watched it yet, but we're going to put it out on the public feed for all of you. I am 35 minutes into Smothered, and it is.
Is it like Old Glorious style?
Smothered is back, y'all. Smothered. Oh, thank God. I'll just give you a little hint. We've got a woman giving her daughter a vagina facial.
Oh, there it is. That's that nausea. That familiar smothered nausea. Oof. It hits hard.
That's so good.
It's great because you think you want to have lunch and then you hear a little more. And it's also mixed with like existential dread. How can humans do this with other humans? And it makes me not want to be here anymore.
Oh, I love it. I live for it.
All of it. It just makes me, there's this feeling of just disappointment in my race, like the human race, and disappointment in what our planet has done. And they just shoot me into space and I find somewhere different. Where we don't do these things.
Where you don't do the... even Kathy and Christina, you know how their storyline was kind of felt like they were phoning it in? Oh, they're back. I haven't gotten to Marion Brittany yet.
Oh.
But they're not even there yet. So anyway, y'all, the first episode is going to be out on the public feed for you to listen to, for some of you that are on the $5 tier. But Smothered is an $8 tier show. So listen, if you like it, I'm telling you, I think it's the best stuff we do. And if you jump on that $8 tier, you'll also get all of our public content for commercial free.
I think we're also going to drop special Smothered classic episodes from the vault.
We do.
We're thinking about which ones to do that.
I need to make a Facebook post about that. I was going to ask the group.
I definitely think the colonic episode.
I will do that. Yeah, for sure. I will do that today.
And maybe I think the first entrance of Marion Brittany.
Yeah, really
needs to be there with we first meet Frank.
Oh, Frank. Oh, so great.
Rest in power. Rest in power, Frank.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
And remember, if someone is jealous of you, remember that they are wishers and they wish they you were them.
The secrets.
It's a weird metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the dumb detective agency will unsolve every secret.
Every
secret.
And if you need a secret solved, call them.
Secret solved.